Yes, let all flesh come to thee. Can anybody read this verse, please? I like this verse very much. Psalm 65 and verse 2. Anyone kindly help me, please? Any language will be all right.
O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come.
So unto thee shall all flesh come. Where can we go if we do not go to the person or God who can hear our prayers? Everybody, all flesh will come unto the Lord, because he alone is prayer hearing God. And we know that very well. No idol can hear our prayers. They do not have the capacity to hear and to answer our prayers. So this man also was a prayerful man. Actually, devotion includes many things, maybe worshipping and also doing many other things. But this devoted man is also a prayerful man. And then it seems he was fasting and praying. We do not know what was the need at the time he had, what was the pressing need. But then God understood his need. Though we do not know, human beings may not be knowing the needs of us, but God knows our needs. Now, you may be also, dear brother or sister, or, you know, child of God, maybe praying, and human beings may not be knowing the pressing need that you have. But then one thing here, we need to know that our God definitely is mindful of our prayers, your prayers also. Recently, one sister, she is challenged actually in our mental health. And then this dear sister, actually, as we are ministering to her, and also God is using us to strengthen us. Amazing. And actually, instead of we ministering to her, sometimes she sends a message saying, so if the Lord is not answering our prayers, it does not mean that he is silent and he is not responding. That does not mean that he is not working, but it means that he is busy in working to bring the answers to us. So it is a very powerful, actually, thought. And in these days, may I tell you one thing, dear brothers and sisters? These are the last days. All our faith may be tested. Some of us may think, is God really hearing our prayers? You know, last time also I said about, you know, one group of young brothers, those who meet regularly during the lunchtime, even though they are busy in their jobs, pray together. And actually, we are motivated, we are encouraging that aspect to go on. But one day, one of the brothers who is leading that, actually taking, I mean, charge of that, he came and tell, Anna, I think God is not hearing our prayers. We are a little bit discouraged. We are thinking of stopping it. I mean, almost, they did not do it. Then I sat with them, because it is a very good thing that they are doing, coming together and praying. And then whatever the Lord has given unto me, I share. You know, that may be true with all of us. We may be thinking that God is not hearing our prayers. Maybe something is wrong with us. Or maybe something God would not do it. I mean, he is not willing to do things in our lives. May I tell you one thing? No, dear brothers and sisters. And in these days, let us be very strong in our faith. Let us not stop praying. This man, we do not know how long he prayed, but a day came where his prayers were answered in an amazing manner. And how prayer connects to praying people, that's what we see here. And suddenly, on one day, I mean, it happened that he was praying. It was actually mentioned, very clearly mentioned, even the time also. See, for example, in verse 3, we see, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Now, we come across these kind of things where the word of God specifies even time. That means the Lord will answer in the right time. The time that the Lord is mindful of us, mindful of, He will definitely react in the right time. Okay, that is what we can understand, first of all. And secondly, ninth hour, if we count like this, I mean, those who are doing Bible study, just one or two things. You know, sixth hour is the first hour of the day. Jewish calendar starts, I mean, Jewish day starts in the evening, 6 o'clock in the evening of the previous day. And that is the night hours. But day hours start from 6 to 6 in the evening. So day hour, first hour is at 6 o'clock. Kindly, children or youth, those who are here, tell me if early in the morning 6 o'clock is the first hour for the Jews, and what is the ninth hour?
3 in the evening.
For me? In the evening. Did I hear that correctly?
Yep.
Yes. Evening, what time it is? Evening.
Noon?
Maybe simple calculation. 9 plus 6, how much it is?
3 in the afternoon.
Afternoon, very good. What time?
3.
3 o'clock, very good. You are right, 3 o'clock. So remember, 3 o'clock is the time of prayer according to Jews. Even if you read Acts of Apostles chapter 3 verse 1, and that is the time Peter and John went to the temple. There they met a man who was lame from the birth. No, he was sitting at the temple. You know that story where Peter said to that man, "Silver and gold I have none, but we give you such as the things that God has given unto us. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." You know that story? So 3 o'clock is the time of prayer. And how we can understand this 3 o'clock? Early in the morning, the first hour, second hour, they sacrifice one lamb, that is first lamb. And again, another lamb they sacrifice at 3 o'clock. So two lambs in every day. So these are called sacrifices, every daily sacrifices. After sacrificing the lamb, they also burn incense and pray. So that is the daily practice in the temple they used to do. So two times in a day, they make sacrifice and they offer prayers. So similarly, they were doing twice in a day prayer. Okay, that's why we morning and evening, we have family prayers and prayers also. As you know, sometimes, you know, in the world we see, David says, "Let my prayer may be like evening sacrifice or evening incense." So that means that was the time of prayer. Do you know what happened very interestingly? In the first hour or second hour of the day, Lord Jesus Christ was naturally taken and he was arrested, examined. And at 3 o'clock, you know what happened? Lord Jesus Christ gave up his ghost, I mean his spirit. He died on the cross. So those are the two things exactly in the same hour and time of the morning and evening sacrifices, Lord Jesus Christ also offered himself. So those hours are important for the first church also. And that is the time they remember God and go into the presence of God. We do not know whether this man, Cornelius, knows all these things, but at least he may be knowing about temple practices. So he knows when it is the ninth hour, it is a time of prayer. So we also have a time of prayer. What is our time of prayer? What is our time of prayer? Our time of need is our time of prayer. Whenever you feel the intense need in your heart, remember that is the time of prayer. When you are in trouble, that is the time of prayer. Do you know in Psalm 50 and verse 15 says, in their trouble they cried unto the Lord. The Lord delivered them and they glorified God. In trouble, call unto me, I will answer thee. Thou shalt glorify me. So trouble, whenever we are going through difficulty, children remember also, youth remember also, whenever you are in need, that is the time of prayer. Whenever you are in trouble, that is the time of prayer. Okay? So for us, there is no fixed time. We can go any time to the Lord. Okay? And this man, he went to the Lord at the ninth hour. See, amazingly, the Lord answered. We may not get the same answers in a similar manner, but Lord is the one who answers our prayers. He is hearing our prayers. Then suddenly, an angel appeared unto him. And this man was not expecting that to happen. And it's written in verse 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? He's telling. And he thought whether the Lord is having anything or is going to scold him or tell him or something. But you know, what is it, Lord? The Lord answered, the angel answered that, you know, your prayers, your alms, I mean, whatever you are doing with devotion, they have come before the Lord and for a memorial. So immediately, you know, we see how the Lord answered his prayers. Now, what happened afterwards? So when he was naturally listening to the angel said to him, you send people to a man called Simon, Peter, and he's lodging with a one man called Simon in a place called Joppa. You send people there. Immediately he sent, not knowing what to do. Remember, when the Lord answers our prayers, he will not answer completely. The full program, you see, this is the answer. You go and read, this is my answer, complete answer. No, he gives one simple step to follow. When we take that step, rest will be open unto us, revealed unto us, and it will become clear unto us. Only one thing was told him. You send people to Peter, then he will say to you what you have to do. Come, shall we read that one? Verse 6. I'm just reading in order to save time. And he lodgeth with Simon, a tanner. If you read the story, you will understand. Maybe anybody read 5 and 6? 5 and 6, kindly read. I'll be happy if any child or youth reads.
And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea.
And he shall tell thee. No? Is it written? Read ahead also, please.
Next. When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him. And okay, having related everything to
enough.
Them, he
said, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think this very important part is not there in there, I suppose. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Is it written there? In my Bible, it is written. Probably maybe also seen. In some versions, maybe it is left over. But then it is there. He will tell you what you must be doing. So what do we understand here? The Lord will answer, but step by step. If we show obedience to the first step, then he will reveal unto us the next step. And that is how our Lord helps us. Otherwise, you know, we take that thing and leave the Lord. And that is what happens, you know, as our parents and grandparents, they tell, usually the tendency of human beings is after our need is fulfilled, you will forget the Lord. In Telugu, it says like, akkara gadichina tarvata takkeda poyilopati. So God will not do that. He will not tell everything to us. He will step by step reveal unto us. It is with a purpose. Anyway, that is how the Lord does. Sometimes he may reveal everything to us. Sometimes he will not. Now, he obeyed that he sent. Now we see another praying person, Peter. He was actually in Joppa, as we heard, right? We read again. Now read anybody what happened. Amazing thing happened when these people went there. It was 3 days journey. In those days, they used to walk and walk and walk. 3 days have happened. On the third day, now verse 9. Can anybody read verse 9 onwards? I'm going to ask you one question also. Everybody, especially children and youth. Okay, be ready. I will read this one. On the morrow, as they went on their journey due nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. What would be the sixth hour?
What is the sixth hour?
Noon.
Noon, yeah. Exactly. 12 o'clock. Noon. 12 noon is a time to eat, right? But then Peter went to pray, as we see that he went to the housetop to pray. These people, they have learned to spend time in presence of the Lord. We do not know what he was praying. Probably he might have been praying, Lord, what is to be done in this city of Joppa? What I should be doing, I do not know. And I'm hungry, and these people are still cooking, it seems. So as he was praying, he went into trance. And then what happened? An amazing thing happened. So the hours are also returned, and he was also actually in prayer. Then in prayer, it seems he is so hungry and filled with that prayer burden, but that he fell asleep or he went into trance. And then he saw a vision. In that vision, he saw something like a big blanket, big sheet, right? Verse 11. And saw heaven open and certain vessel, verse 11, I'm reading, descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. Just for your information, I'm reading King James Version because I'm used to it from my childhood. So I'm reading that one. I like my Bible. I write like because I'm used to it. So it's amazingly, it is written in this manner that there was a great sheet knit at the four corners. And then what was there in that sheet? In verse 12, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And many things, many animals, birds are there. It's a wonderful sight, right? And it's almost all you are visiting a zoo, actually. In a blanket, you have all such kind of things. And there came a voice suddenly from heaven telling Peter, get up, kill and eat these people. Well, Peter was very much wondered, how can I eat these things? How can I kill them? I am not such a person who can kill the animals and eat them like that in the flesh. Then, you know, the Lord said, Peter said to the Lord, Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten any of that thing that is common or unclean. Peter saw that is common or unclean thing. These are all four-footed beasts, fowls of the air, and they are, appearing to be unclean, and they are common in the, according to the Old Testament view. These are the animals that the Jews should not be eating. Anyway, it happened 3 times. And then afterwards, you know, it is taken up to heaven, that blanket or sheet was taken. Peter was wondering, what is this? What is the meaning of this vision? See, now, verse 19. While Peter thought on the vision, and the Spirit said unto him, behold, 3 men seek thee. He was still wondering, what kind of strange dream I had, vision I had, what is the meaning of this vision? And as he was still thinking, those people who were sent by Cornelius have arrived. I'm sorry, it may not be the third day. It is the next day only, because, you know, and again, these people have to travel to Cornelius. The whole time, it has taken 3 days. Now, it was the second day. So second day after Cornelius prayed, let us consider in that manner. Now, Peter was also not given the complete understanding of the vision. And just, there are people, you go and meet them. Next, I will show what is to be done. And we see verse 20, arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Do not doubt anything, go and meet them, because I have sent them. Here we see, dear brothers and sisters, one needy person's prayer, how it is met by another person who is spending time in prayer. So prayer is connecting people. An answer is on the way. Now Peter went to Cornelius' place. It almost all the third day. Now Cornelius, when they met, Peter said, he took the initiation and said, you see, verse 27. Okay, let us. When you have free time, you read. This is a wonderful, amazing story. It's not a story. It is actually what had happened. A real thing. Okay, it is just account of that incident. Here it's recorded. And verse 27. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were came together. And he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company to come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or uncommon or unclean. Peter understood that when he saw people, it appears that they are in a blanket. They are like animals, bees, fowls. Then he thought, I should never be calling these people are uncommon or unclean. Common or unclean. You know, God has showed me. So though you are people of another nation, in those days, Romans, Greeks were there along with Jews. So Romans and Greeks are called Gentiles. Gentiles are, they do not have any dealings with Jews, even Samaritans also for that matter. So what happened? Peter telling that you are people of another nation. Naturally, we are also, if we have to put ourselves in the context, we are also like these beasts and fowls. We are Gentiles. We do not belong to the people of God, the Israelites or the Jews. But then God is telling, we are not common people. We are not unclean people to Peter. Then first time, there is a work progressing even to the Gentiles also. Even in that first century, first church is expanding in a mighty manner. And then Peter understood that. When he said those things, Cornelius also answered. You see, that is how two things are coming together. God is showing vision to Cornelius. God has shown vision to Peter. They are coming together, combining those two visions. Are they combining those two things? Verse 30 says, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. So probably it is the ninth hour. Now they are meeting again, okay? And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. What was he doing? He was fasting and praying at that time. Fasting and praying at that time. So actually, this is one of the things that we must be also doing, not as a church only, but as individuals, as families. Sometimes, you know, we are challenged by these things. Can I ask you, if you like, are you having fasting prayers personally? If you don't if you're not offended as a family, you know, there is power in that. There is amazing work of God being done by the fasting prayers. And actually, we learned that one. We learned that one from our parents, from our, you know, Uncle John very well. They all have taught us. And, you know, from them, from the church, we have learned. These are simple matters, but still, you know, these are very, very powerful matters. May I request you, my dear brother and sister, that, you know, may take courage or, you know, some encouragement from Cornelius also. Have some time fasting prayer individually and also in as a family. Of course, we are church. As a church, we are doing that. May the loving Lord help us to do that. In Singapore, you know, one thing is open 24 hours. One of my cousins came to Singapore and I asked him, what you saw, what actually the wonderful thing that you saw, one good thing in Singapore. And then he said, food courts are open 24 hours. Actually, that kind of place it is. Plenty of food, Western and Asian, Oriental, Indian, all foods are available. People are eating and eating. One day fasting for them is a very big matter. When I asked one Chinese brother, I told that we had fasting prayer. Oh, you're so religious. Oh, but he's a very good man of God. But then, you know, fasting is such a difficult matter for some people. Leaving one meal. But then, you know, when we go to the Lord with a pressing need that we have, he is a centurion, he's a devout man. But then he gave that, you know, he took that burden to the Lord. Lord, I must fast today and pray. And he understood maybe some of the things. I do not know who taught him. Then what happened? The Lord answered him. And then immediately, Peter said a few things. Verse 34. Dear brothers and sisters, because you know the way that I started and I'm going as I'm telling to children and Sunday school teacher. But you know, these are very big matters, dear brothers and sisters also. Kindly see verse 34, what Peter said. This is relevant to us also. Then Peter opened, kindly read these portions later on. I'm skipping some of the things. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. What an amazing thing, whoever you may be, small or big. And whatever may be your condition, the Lord will not respect us on the basis of who you are, but then on the basis of what you are named, what you are, how you are pressed with a need, how you are struggling yourself in a need, how you are going through difficulty. Our God is the God of Jacob. Our God is the God who goes, God of those people who goes through troubles. Jacob means trouble. Are you troubled? You know, he is your God. And he will not respect, you know, based upon anything, he will answer our prayers. Peter understood that. He is not a respecter of persons. Equally, he will answer anybody's prayer. Then he said, and afterwards, amazing thing in verse 36, Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. Amazing gospel thing. He is the Lord of all. He is God of Greeks, God of Romans, God of Jews also. One amazing work has done. Even Gentiles are also children of God. You and me have become children of God. And he is the Lord to us. And today we can go to our Lord. And then the one who loved us, the one who does not have any partiality, and he is not the respecter of person. He looks at us, our needs and our prayers. Abundantly, he will answer us. Thereafter, we see how even the God of the Holy Spirit honored them. They all took baptism. Coming Sunday, we have 5 baptisms. Kindly, may I request my brothers to pray. 5 people are taking baptism in the coronavirus, COVID-19 situation. There are so many restrictions. But, you know, we purchased a big, you know, pool. We are keeping that. If you would like to join, we don't want to put online streaming because, you know, it may become a questionable thing for the government. Anyway, kindly pray. 5 people are taking baptism. One Telugu sister, one Nepali sister, and 3 brothers. And we are postponing it, thinking that, you know, we may get some free time. This COVID-19 may go away. But, you know, how long can we keep waiting? So we are praying. So if anybody is waiting for baptism, kindly do not wait. You see, here, you see, the same time, same, they did not delay. You know, what happened was 47. Can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And there has to be some explanation here. We need to understand the things properly. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And they then prayed day to day. Same day, same time, they obeyed the Lord. So obedience should not be delayed. Delayed obedience is disobedience, as we say. Yeah? Right? Delayed obedience is disobedience. So we should not be delaying in obedience. Okay? That is what we have been taught by our parents, our, family members, our teachers, and church, right? Anyway, let us learn a few principles of prayer and then we go. First one, we are seeing about the need of prayer, time of prayer, and how prayer connects people and how Lord brings people together. Without partiality, he will answer us. So these are the principles that we can take into the prayer time today also. Dear brother and sister, do not be discouraged if your prayers are not answered yet. The Lord is mindful of our prayers, but the right time, the Lord will send the answer. He may be working on this matter. He may be preparing other person also. He is preparing the answer. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 9, we see that Daniel prayed. When he prayed, it took 21 days to get the answer. When you read those two chapters, chapter 9 and 10, you will come across that. But then, when Daniel prayed, the answer already sent. But then what happened? Something very strange. When the angel, Gabriel, is bringing the answer to Daniel, Satan, the prince of Persia, came and fought with him. 21 days there was a struggle in heavens. And Prince of Persia does not want this answer to be delivered to Daniel. And then what happened? Finally, Michael came and helped Gabriel. And these are the unknown things that are happening, which we may not be knowing. And then finally the answer came to Daniel. You read these stories, you will be amazed what happens to our prayers and what kind of resistance the devil may bring. But ultimately, God will give victory to us. Then Gabriel said to Daniel, on the first day itself, I heard your prayer and I came to answer. I came to meet you. But then Prince of Persia obstructed me. Michael came and helped. Anyway, if there is delay in your prayers, does not mean that God is delaying, ignoring your prayers. There is a purpose. There may be a heavenly battle going on. And the devil does not want us to be peaceful and he does not want us to be joyful. But then victory will be ours. Continue to pray. Do not faint, because prayer makes us to faint sometimes. And that is the truth. Even we see in Luke's Gospel chapter 18, no, we should not be fainting in prayer. Tonight we will also, maybe tonight for you, tomorrow morning for us, we will wrestle in prayer, travel in prayer. Labor and prayer, huh? These are the words that we come across, right? Now I stop here. Let us have more time for prayer. May the loving Lord help us. Brother Moses, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Anna. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the thoughts that you have brought.